Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. This is your host, Chris. This is a recording on the fly. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Or good night, whatever time of dimension that you are in. This is your host, Chris. Welcome to Interstellar Frequency. Here we are, again, doing this recording from the captain's seat on the bridge of this huge 80,000 pound machine going down the highway. Well, it's close to 80,000 pounds, like 77,000 pounds right now. It's still pretty big machine. You can almost hear the warp drive kicking in pretty soon, you know. It's like definitely warp speed right now that I'm out of California. So that's, yeah. Any of you that know speed limit outside of California is, you know, 75. So, yeah, we're going like warp 6 right now. So, I wanted to do a recording on the fly and kind of bring a idea. An idea. I don't know. I'm going to take you inside the mind of my mind for a moment. And you're gonna travel down the roller coaster of my mind, and we're gonna talk about some things. Now, what's interesting to me is we have this blue marble rock, basically floating through space, right? Through time and space, and yet you don't realize. Or not you personally. Okay, let me rephrase that. Oneself does not realize at present time how lucky and thankful they really are to, one, be alive, two, to be one of the children of this marble floating through space, right? Prime example. You do not know what you had until you lose it. That's why they always say that. You didn't know what you had until you lost it. Then when you realize you lost it, then you realize how good you had it, and you took it for granted, and therefore you forget, right? You forget about having the necessities the luxuries, because we're not out, you know, roughing it in the, well, some people may not be out roughing it inside a tent, you know, some people are, some people aren't, but what I'm saying is, whatever the situation is, wherever you're at, however you're at, be thankful for what you got and what you're at, right? Prime example. Tonight, I was basically driving through Phoenix. Not Phoenix. Correction. Flagstaff. I was driving through Flagstaff, not Phoenix. Several hundred miles away the other direction. And in the mountains of Flagstaff, Flagstaff for me has always been my most favorite place in most of the country. There's a couple other places too, like Oregon is just gorgeous. Oh my God, I love Oregon, especially down the 84 corridor. This is just, oh wow. Anyways, Flagstaff is really, really beautiful with the trees, and it's just like this. I always think of Flagstaff as like this elephant's back, right, from the Rocky Mountains. It's the most easiest travel to drive up through Flagstaff because you have this gradual incline all the way up the mountain, and you're like, you're in the Rocky Mountain, you know, you're there, right, in the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Anyways, so as you're there, if you drive really, really smooth driving, a little bit of a hills here and there, just gorgeous as far as the eye could see, right? Open land everywhere until you get into a city, but oh my God, just open land as far as the eye could see. And this thought had ran across my mind, like, God, I hope I don't hit 88 miles an hour, because then I'm going to go back to the future and, you know, basically go right through the screen and end up where there's a bunch of natives on the land, you know, chasing the 7th Cavalry or something. And this thought goes through my mind, you know, and I'm like, yeah, can you imagine being back in time in the 1700s and 1800s, driving this huge machine through the valley? It would be roaring like a dragon. That's what others would basically call it, a dragon. You know, it was this big machine traveling through. They would call it a dragon because it's loud, it's roaring, it's obnoxious. You know, you can always hear a semi going by. Those of you that live near a freeway or by a freeway, you can always hear it go on down every time. And I'm thinking, like, how big the land is, and there's like a little bit of cattle here and there, you know, from the farmland and stuff like that, but there's no bison, there's no buffalo. And only to imagine what it would look like with the the antelope out there and the bison out there, and then this semi driving through the valley with no roads or anything. Obviously you'd bust a tire immediately because you'd hit a rock or something, and you'd come to a complete stop pretty damn quick. On the other hand though, what an amazing thing of how vast this world really is, and yet it's so small. And everybody says, wow, it's a small world. It truly is. I've only ever in my life ran across a couple truck drivers that have been out here on the road, you know, that I've ran into and I've seen, and they've been, you know, truck driving for God ever way before I was ever born, and they're still out here doing it, you know. And I don't ever really run up to them and be like, hey, I remember you, you know. They'd be like, who the hell are you, you know. But I've seen these elders that been driving trucks for a long time. I've run into them a couple times, and some of them I've ran into and be like, hey man, how's it going, you know, get to talking because we're both at the same truck stop for the night because that's our home, you know. Wherever I may roam, where I lay my head is my home, and that's pretty much it. That's how it's got to be, right? Now tonight I had went and took a shower. Yes, those of you that are sitting here going, oh my God, he's talking about a shower. Yes, I am talking about a shower. Get real, grow up. Now, we all have to do it. You're no different than anybody else, so get over it. Now, as I was in the shower, and the water was nice and hot, and being in Flagstaff, you I don't know about you guys, I love to brush my teeth in the shower. That's just me. I always love brushing my teeth in the shower, so I always taste the water a little bit, because each location has different minerals and different things in the water per se, in the different parts of the land. And being part of the Rocky Mountains and the water, I'd love to research the water of what Flagstaff has. I'm almost 100% sure it's coming from the aquifer, or it's some kind of water that's got some beautiful minerals in it. And all I can sit here and think of, H2O, you know, hydrogen, oxygen molecule times itself, two oxygen molecules, right? Hydrogen, and then the oxygen molecules times itself, two of them, which gives you water. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. And to think right now how much water that, you know, the West Coast has been receiving. It has been the most miracle upon miracles and an answer to prayers of how, I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of people that are having issues like what was going on in the San Bernardino Mountains and stuff like that. And people were stuck there for days. Thank God for, you know, the Sparks crew, man. That was really cool that you guys did that. You came right through my hometown. I wish I could have joined up and helped them, but I'm not in a situation to be able to loan my time and my truck to be able to help. Otherwise, I would have been all in. Now, if I was a bigger company, yeah, probably I'd be right there with them. No problem. And yeah, there's a lot of us that were having issues with the land, you know, with the rain coming in and just bombarding us. But at the same time, while I was sitting here taking a shower and just enjoying the water and being so thankful for the water and being so thankful for the earth, you know, to allow us to be here still. And yet they let, to think, okay, I know I sound like Yoda. Give me a break. Just follow me down this rabbit hole. I know it sounds weird. I'm driving. I'm trying to do two things at once, and I'm a blonde, and I can't do it. So just bear with me. Just follow down the rabbit hole, okay? Now, what I'm saying is, being thankful with the idea that this Mother Earth of ours, one air, one water, one Mother Earth. Okay? Corbin Harney used to talk about this. Those of you that may know, if you don't, look him up. Western Shoshone Land, Corbin Harney. He was the one that talked about no matter what nation you are, no matter what tribe you are, no matter what you are, we are all children of Mother Earth. And we need to take care of her because we only have one. And he's right. We do. We only have one. Someday we'll have a spaceship to travel across the universe, but as of right now, we don't. This is what we have. This is our spaceship traveling across the universe. We need to take care of the spaceship. It truly is a spaceship. Now, it's a big spaceship, right? But it is our spaceship traveling through space. It's protecting us from everything. So we need to think about this, that we need to, you know, give thanks for the magnetic poles, the northern and the southern magnetic poles, because those magnetic poles is what helps deflect the solar flares and the radiation, the ultraviolet radiation that we get from the sun. It is massively important. It is hugely important. If we could just all think about how grateful, just spend minutes, you know, you don't have to spend hours and days in meditation or anything like that. And if you want to, by all means, go for it, you know, good for you, whatever you feel like. But we're always all caught up in the rat race, right? We're trying to get this done. We're trying to do that. We're trying to make the bills. We're trying to pay for that. We're trying to do this and this and that, da, da, da. Because corporations and the higher ups and the big wigs all control what we do and what we can and can't do. And if you don't follow the rules, then, you know, you get consequences that happen. Like, you get your water turned off, you get your electricity turned off, you get your gas turned off, you get this happen to you, you lose your car, you don't make the payments. All this stuff. Never mind that you know, having issues or something like that, you try to make it work. Never mind that. You know, it is what it is. They do whatever they need to do. Now, the one thing on this planet that you cannot, that no one, actually, no one can take from you is your thoughts. They can't. They never will. It's impossible. They can't. They could try. Well, those of you, those of them that are out there that are, you know, awakened, you could say, they could try, but it ain't gonna happen. On the other hand, realizing the molecules of the, you know, what makes up the composition of what we are, as well as what this planet is, and all the different elements and minerals and everything like that, and the machines that we use. Everything is connected together as one. It's really, truly bizarre. I mean, we really don't have an outside source. That's the only out. Okay, I got to take that back. Let me back up on that one. The only outside source that we do have, that we do get, round the clock, 24/7, 7 days a week, 65 days a year, 365. Does anybody know? Any idea? Why the hell am I asking? Nobody can talk back. The sun. The sun is the only thing that we have an outside source from. The big ball of fire that's in the center of our solar system that we're revolving around. And the heat of warmth. And giving thanks to the sun. It's really amazing. Without the sun heating up our planet, nobody has the ideas, right? And thoughts behind how important the sun is. And some people are like, oh yeah, it's okay. It's just the sun. It's important. No, it's very important. It changes in the seasons. It changes the way the structure is for the climate, per se. It changes the clouds, the heating of the air traveling. Where do you think the wind comes from? You think the wind just blows? No, it's from the air, the hot air and the cold air rising temperature in one location to the other, which causes the currents to change, which causes this massive effect that we are affected by with the wind due to the heating up of air rising. And the heat is rising, so the cold air is rushing in to fill in that location. That's how we get the wind, right? Some of you may have not known that. Now you do. Some of them already knew that. And they're like, really? Are you seriously giving a science lesson? Yes, I am. Deal with it. You don't like it? Move on. Click off. I don't know. Go somewhere. Do something else. You don't have to listen to the show. I'm not forcing you. I'm not twisting your arm. You're here. So you're listening. So I must be saying something, you know, because all of you listened from last week, and there's about 15 of you that are avidly listening from the previous listen, or, you know, from the previous launch of the first episode. So it's like, well, shit, I might as well go ahead and do another episode in the captain's seat behind the truck, driving down between towers. That's what I'm doing. I'm between towers at the moment. So therefore, I might as well do a damn episode, you know? And yeah. So anyways, sorry, there's semis passing me, and then there's one crawling up me, and it's like, go around me, man. I'm going as fast as I could go. I'm pushing it. That's all she's got. I'm pushing it as fast as I can, Captain. This is all she got. She can't go any faster than warp 6. Yeah, before she's going to fall apart on me. So, where was I? I was somewhere. Hold on. Give me a minute. Bear with me. I'm thinking I was on something and then, like, dealing with traffic. Hold on. Oh, okay. So, back to what I was saying. We have these atoms and molecules, and we have all this stuff that make up what this planet is and how this creation of this planet is, right? Which oxygen and hydrogen creates water, H2O, which is one of the most precious things that we could ever have on this planet. It is more valuable. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. Water itself is so important. It is by far more important than any other commodity, any other thing on this planet. I don't care how much money you have, it does not matter. You can have all the money in the world, you still can't get enough water. Water is liquid gold. It is liquid gold. And really, really giving thanks to Poseidon, if you are into the Greek gods, man. It's like, oh my God, if it wasn't for what we have with water, we would not be here walking on this planet. You know, you could go days without food. You can only go possibly 24 hours without water, if that. After no water, you cease to exist, because your body is made up of almost, what, 90%, 98% water? So we're made up of what this planet is made up of itself. The planet's made up of 98% water and only like 10% land mass. Let's look at the picture of that, all right? Now, let's take this on a scale, right? Let's take the scale so you can understand this. For those of you that are having a hard time grasping this idea, let's just follow me here, okay? The planet is made up of 98% water. There is 10% land mass. We are the 10% land mass. We are Homo sapiens sapiens, walking around, not swimming, walking around on Mother Earth, on the land, on the crust, while everything else, or whatever you want to call it, everybody else sounded better to me, really, because they are, you know, alive fish that swim in the sea. So everything else is, I mean, everything's alive, right? So they're all like swimming in the ocean, and we're walking on the planet, and they're like, man, I wonder if I'll ever get to walk. You know, probably that's what they're thinking. We're thinking, oh man, wonder if we'll ever get to swim. No, but we have this 98% water system on this planet, and then we have 10% of land mass. My turtle, red ear slider that I have, red ear slider, she is 98% in the water at all times, swimming around. That's what she loves to do. Even though that she breathes air and oxygen like we do, she's in the water swimming most of the time. And she's got a platform and a basking, you know, area where she gets out and wants to stay out of the water. And she'll be out of the water, maybe an hour, two, three, whatever she feels like. She'll relax outside the water for a minute. And when she's ready, she'll jump right back in, and she's in the water. She is more in the water than she is outside the water. And that's just how she's built. She's in and out of the water in the tank. So she has, you know, 98% or 90% water, and she has like 10% land mass to hang out outside. And she'll float around, sleep, and sit in the sunlight, enjoy the heat. And she just loves it. And then she'll go back in the water when she's ready. I try not to scare her when I walk up, but she's gotten pretty used to me where she's not too afraid. Now, what's crazy to think about, right, is us human beings are so, so, so wrapped up in everything that we're doing that we're missing the most important stuff that's going by. Well, I say that's going by because I'm truck driving, right? And I'm looking at the land as I'm driving by the land, because you only ever get to see it once. So I'm seeing all these different landscapes and the hills and the mountains and the brush and the scenery. And they say that the world is overpopulated. Give me a break. There's so much landmass out here. It's empty. It's like you go walking out in the desert, nobody will find you for like 5 months. Out where I'm at out here on the corridor going from, you know, between towers. If I go just walking across the desert right now, I may not survive. It'd take an act of faith of God or something, you know, or some snacks. At least I have those. But what I'm saying is, like, you won't survive, right? If you just walk out in the middle of the desert, especially the Mojave Desert, right? You won't survive. You can't just go stumbling out across the desert. But being thankful of what we have, and yet we're like a colony type, you know, a colony, human beings. We're colony. We're colonized, right? We all like to group together and hang out together. We're socially, you know. How we know this? How do I know this? Well, because you're coming back here and listening to the show. Now, 15 of you, as soon as it launched, not even a couple days ago, by boom, 15 of you were already listening. I was like, wow, I don't know who you are. Maybe one or two of you, I know who you are. The rest of you, cool. Thank you, whoever you are. Whoever, I have no idea. Nobody ever drops a message. A couple people have dropped a message here and there. It's like, oh, thank you for listening. Some of you probably don't listen until later on. I disappeared, right? There is some serious activity going on over here. This seems weird. What is this? What is this? Open. I don't know what this is. Huh. All right. Yes, I hate to break you from the episode, but I'm bringing in the commercial, and this is the best way I know how to do it, because I'm using the app. So, after these messages, we'll be right back to the show. Okay, well, that was really, really bizarre. Some highway patrol lights, state trooper lights were going off, and nothing too serious. Seemed kind of serious, whatever was going on at the moment. I don't know why there was that going on, but whatever. Anyhow, I was on a track of mind, and now I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. I was talking about something, and I'll get back to that in a second, I think. I was making a point about water. I was making a point about water. That's what it was. So with her going in and out of the water, she's half in the water. Oh, she's 99% of the time in the water, and then once in a while she comes out of the water. And yet here we are on this planet with as much going on the planet. We don't ever think about all the fact that we have this beautiful Mother Earth that turns around and protects us from the radiation from the sunlight. And protects us from, you know, sometimes the asteroids do, with the magnetics of the pole, of how the invisible force field shields up. So we are floating through space on a starship, basically. I'd like to know where the bridge is. Can someone point me to the bridge, please? Where's the bridge at? You know, is it down in the core? What? Who's running the show here? Who's driving this thing? It's going through space. Who's driving it? Nobody knows where the bridge is. It's somewhere. I don't know. It's just, that's what I was thinking. Now, with what I was saying, of giving thanks to the water, giving thanks to, you know, what we have, because you don't know what you have until you lose it, is so crucial, because it's really not a guarantee, right? Armageddon could happen tomorrow. This ginormous asteroid could come and hit the freaking planet and wipe out life all extinct, and then we start back from scratch again. I apologize for that. I still had a lot more other content I was going to talk about, and it just kind of turned around, and when I was trying to do something with the app, I guess I made a mistake, and there was so much more that I ended up needing to say, so I guess what I'll do is we'll end the episode here, since it's already so long at this point, and then pick it back up next week if I can remember to continue down road of H2O. So, I guess until next time. Yeah. This is Interstellar Frequency. This is Interstellar Frequency. End of transmission.